The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
There he is.
It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping.
Sing it, Al. Come on, buddy, come on.
The lights are turned way down low.
There he is, there he is.
So let it snow, snow, let it snow, snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally...
Joe Piscopo on the radio with Al Gattulo and Bob Goulet and Frankie Five Burrows Morano and Debbie Duhame, and you always at 877-970-2999. I see your calls. You don't think I see your calls. By the way, thank you for the nice messages. Pam says to me on Twitter, I would love for you to sing to me, Joe. I will work on it. That was Al. I'll be next, Pam, okay? We'll do something. Pam on Twitter, thank you so much. We'll come up with something, a nice tune like that. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's an historic day because of the impeachment. I feel really good. I just feel good because we were right all along. And I'm not going to, I don't want to yell. I don't want to get mean. Joe, you got to be tougher. No, you don't. You're going to get sucked into the evil vortex of hate and misery. And it's Christmas time. It's the birth of Jesus. Praise Jesus, you know? We have holiday time. It's Hanukkah. This is a beautiful time of year. The Grinches in Washington are trying to take everything away that we believe in. They're just trying to destroy us. And it's insidious. And it does work from both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats, certainly. But this impeachment situation yesterday is scary. And I keep saying it, and I'll say it 1,000 times, is after the Mueller probe, after what happened with the Mueller probe, and I personally saw and had people come on the show. And you know what? If I wasn't on the radio and I didn't have this privilege to be on the microphone before you, with thanks to our bosses, Mr. Crowley, certainly Mr. Boyce, the legend Phil Boyce, if I didn't have that privilege, I wouldn't be layering back the news and checking it and rechecking it and double checking it, nor would I have Frankie Five Burrows Morano to double check, to be a source. Frank, is this real? Is this not real? How do you think about this? And for you to call, you are the ultimate expert. We love when you call. I'm going to the calls in a second. I love when you call because you are just so aware, and I'm not patronizing here. Yeah, I'm humbled by it, absolutely humbled by it, that you're aware of it. And then the House of Representatives, they think like we're like really dumb. Like we don't see what's going on, man. Like we were watching this go, oh my gosh, the president's being impeached. And we're, you know what I'm doing? I'm going, ah, this is hysterical. What were the articles? Obstruction of what? Congress? Ah! It's like a bit. It's a comedy bit. Oh, and the president is doing the material in front of 20,000 people in Battle Creek, Michigan last night. I can't believe I'm being impeached. The crowd burst out in spontaneous laughter. Congress has become a joke. The House of Representatives have become a joke. And you got to explain to me how people keep voting for those people. That's what I don't understand. Because not only are they impeaching because they have nothing. They don't have a candidate. They don't have an initiative. They don't have a platform. They don't have a thought. All they care about is taking down the massive popularity of Donald J. Trump, whether you like him or not, by the way. And I disagreed with impeaching Bill Clinton, too. And for listen, Bill Clinton, as you just heard Tom DelBaccaro say, did something wrong. He did break the law, and what he did was reprehensible. But the fact of the matter is, you can never deny the massive popularity of Bill Clinton, nor the fact that he brought this country, you know, on the right track economically. It's the economy, stupid. He was a brilliant president in many regards. I know you don't like to hear me say that, but it's true. So the Republicans said, oh, what are we going to do? Let's impeach him. That's exactly what happened then. That's what's happening now. And you and I as Americans are going, yeah, you got to stop. You got to just stop with the games. Oh, my gosh. I could see if the country was in disarray. And you know what's upsetting as well is when I go around the country and I meet you. And you're not, and then I'm down in Biloxi, Mississippi. Right. And I'm doing a big band show. And I'm saying, are people going to come to this show? Because it's like the standards. I'm doing the Frank Sinatra thing with the comedy. I mean, they're going to come. And some big old boy came over to me with a big cowboy hat, big buckle and boots. You know, you're Joe Piscopo, right? I said, yes, sir. I'm Joe Piscopo. We like your politics down here, boy. Like that. I said, oh, thank you, sir. And we sold out, man. We sold out. We're all in this together. And you know what my politics are? America. That's what my politics are. America. Oh, remember I told you my high school reunion? I wore the American flag on my lapel like I always do, out of respect for the greatest country that mankind has ever devised, the United States of America. I wear the lapel. Oh, you're a Trump supporter. Because I have a flag on my lapel, I'm a Trump supporter? No, no, I'm an American. I'm a patriot. I love this country. I'm trying to hold on to it, for crying out loud. And when you see what's happening out of the House of Representatives, and when you vote blindly, as I did, guilty as charged, when I was a Democrat, I did the same exact thing. Well, I can't vote for a Republican. No, a conservative. No, those guys don't know. The Democrats know about the people. And now in the Democratic Party, you have got people who hate Israel, hate with a vicious, sick, deranged hate of our greatest friend in the Middle East. And they hate not only Israel, extends to the United States of America. It comes here. They hate the Jewish community. Hate. This is the United States House of Representatives, the Democrats. And if you think I'm wrong and being too severe, you explain to me how Bernie Sanders, a Jewish boy from Brooklyn, can align himself with Ilhan Omar, a noted, notorious racist, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib as well. How do they associate themselves with these people? If you can explain that to me, and how Bernie Sanders says, oh, I am with Ilhan. Like that. And then you're going to vote Democrat? The trick is this, and this is the only thing where you got to get serious. When Al Gattulo tells me, being the news guy that he is, 3 million people in New Jersey are registered to vote and do not vote. Now is the time, if you hear my voice, to show up. Surprise everybody. Shock them. Show up. 3 million. Oh. I swear to goodness gracious, between you and I, you know, I talk to you confidentially because I feel like we're family here on the radio. I always say gathering around the kitchen table. I feel sometimes there is a gnawing inside of me that wants to run for public office, because I would bring, with respect, the president in. I would back the president, and I would awaken that sleeping giant of 3 million voters. And I really think we'd rip it up, turn it upside down, inside down, and backwards, and take New Jersey back. I know we could do that. I know we have it in us, you know, but it's a matter of getting across to those folks who are just apathetic, who are just turned off by it all. And can you blame them, by the way? Can you blame them? You can't. But it's time to get to those voters who just blatantly just vote for. And again, with no disrespect, I'm not attacking these individuals, but I don't understand their policies. Bill de Blasio, Andrew Cuomo, I don't know who Andrew is anymore. You know, I know they're just placating for votes, blindly votes. Infanticide? You vote for infanticide? I mean, really? Really? I mean, I don't care what you're pro-life, not pro-life, pro-choice, but killing a baby after it's born? I mean, really? Oh, Lord, we got to do it. It's time to show up, and that's what we can't forget. Remember this day. Listen, I'm laughing about it now because it's so ridiculous. But you remember on Election Day, don't forget. Don't forget. Remember Joe DiGenova and I were talking about being Italian, man. He said political vendetta is a good thing. Listen, I don't know that I disagree. I try to turn the other cheek. Joe didn't believe that I actually turned the other cheek. I try to turn that other cheek. But the one thing I do, I don't get mad, but I never forget. I swear to God, I never forget. You don't forget. You know what I mean? You don't get mad. You don't have to. And by vendetta, it's a dish best served cold. Am I right or wrong? You know, so I'm just saying. Just don't forget. And I don't mean to be mean and have a vendetta, but our vendetta, if you're going to do it that way, vote. You got to vote. Don't forget about that. Hey, it's 9:15 with Joe on the radio. We'll get through this. Professor Finch is on the phone. Hey, Professor, Merry Christmas. Always great to hear from you. Charlie, what are you thinking this morning, sir?
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christmas.
90% of the House and Senate just voted with trillions of dollars of new debt to give President Trump in this budget his Space Force, funding for the border wall, aid to Israel, everything that he wants. And by the way, we need the Space Force because Russia is testing a hypersonic missile in the North Pole today on technology that we stole, right? And President Trump is a threat to national security. They've given him everything that he wants. Am I wrong? Over to you, Frank Morano.
You're right. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it very much. You're absolutely right. And they're going to pass the USMCA as well. So, again, it's all good. It's all good. It's all politics. But we have to see through it and make sure you show up and you tell your friends who are independents. You show your friends that are on the fence. You show your friends that are registered but don't show up. Like Al says, to get out and vote. Mel in the Brooklyn. Good morning, Mel. What's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. Merry Christmas to you and the family and everybody at the station.
You too, sir. Thank you, man.
I just want to talk about the Russian meddling because this is a continuation of the harassment that is going on. This impeachment is a joke. President Trump is not a career politician. He's going to shrug this off. This is no big deal for him. He's going to win, and that's why they want to have an impeachment because they can't fight him fairly. They want to do this underhanded thing. What I want to talk about with Russia is that last week Russia's only aircraft carrier caught fire, and it took them 5 days to get it under control. In addition to that, when I was in the Army, I was an intel analyst. We always took satellite pictures of Russian bases, and you'd see all these equipment, spare tires. You'd see all kinds of equipment on the roof of the buildings. And that's because the Russian supply system was so bad, they would steal parts from each other on the base just to keep their trucks running.
Wow.
And in addition to that, I just want you to know, this is the Russia that we're afraid of. A friend of mine was in the Greek Merchant Marine, and every once in a while he'd pull into a Russian port, and the crew would go and they'd get a room in an apartment building when they were on Liberty, and you'd have one bathroom per floor. And he told me, here he is, he's using a bathroom on the same floor with 30 other people. And he says, if you're sharing a bathroom with 30 other people, you're not going to take over the world. And this is the Russia that we're afraid of.
Thank you, man. Mel, right on the money. And I said that, too. And hold on. I know we got to break 9:17 with Joe on the radio, but hold your calls. I could grab one more. It's so true. They talk about Russia. They go, Russia is the Northern Star, and the president is obsessed with Russia. No, it's not. Will you please open your eyes? How do I know? Because we're on the radio. And how do I know? Because Gordon Chang comes on the show. He's the foremost expert of Russia, you know? Peter Navarro, of China, rather. Peter Navarro knows. They know the threat of China, the military threat, the economic threat. And I say that with fear and with respect. It's China. You can't mess with China. Russia, they're lucky they're holding on. You're absolutely right, Mel. Tony, before we break. Good morning, Tony. Merry Christmas. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. Joe, I'm afraid that those 3 million Jersey voters got nullified yesterday or the day before when they passed the law to allow illegals get licenses. They did the same thing in California called the Green Light Law, which allows illegals to apply for a driver's license.
Yeah,
and at the same time, they have a motor voter law. So those people automatically got put on the voter rolls. So these licenses are going to be used to vote. And illegals are going to – this is part of what the cheating Democrats do. These voters, it's going to be millions of voters that are illegals because the Democrats need so desperately to steal the 2020 election.
That's exactly right. Thank you very much. And you're exactly right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. All those voters in Jersey, they don't show up. How do you get them to show up? Debbie Duhame is out there 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning, girl? Crazy morning, but we're getting through it. We're going to get through it.
Yeah, did you drive? So you didn't drive through the big snow squall yesterday, you know, that everybody's tweeting about, and like we got the alerts Eric's, like Frank
the
and
Eric Swalwall? The Eric Swalwall squall?
That squall. People are going crazy.
I was home by that point, but it was weird because Big Mike was here helping me out. We're getting all the Christmas stuff ready. Thank God for Big Mike. So and then all of a sudden it did. All of a sudden the snow started coming in. but it was weird. It was bad on the road though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was on 287, like out in that Booton area,
and it came through.
It came through, and it was like you could barely see. I was looking at the taillights of the guy in front of me.
Because
you could barely see the cars. It was
crazy. Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, but it was fun. Hey, it was not a big deal. You just have to go slowly. You can't go 90 or 80 when that happens.
Yeah, that's so true. Hey, Reverend Michael Faulkner, a former New York Jet, is going to join us. Right now, Debbie is on the roads for you, looking out for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to 22 East at Michigan Ave, getting out through Union. An accident over there. Garden State Parkway North, heavy through 135. More volume up through 145. If you're going to be taking it over to the Garden State Parkway North at 163, an accident up in Paramus. Inbound GWB, that's 20. Lincoln Tunnel, 15 in, 20 out. Holland, still about 25 in. Watch for delays as you take a ride to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Still about 10 minutes in there. Eastbound Belt up by Francis Lewis Boulevard, an accident. The Cross Island North up by Northern Boulevard, a crash there as well. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on that eastbound Gowanus up through Fort Hamilton Parkway. LIE West at Old Nickel Road, an accident still being cleared, and over on the thruway south at the Tappan Zee Bridge, a collision on the shoulder. Sunny today, high of 26. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Mike Lindell. Thank you, Debbie. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow wants to give back to you listening. If you go to MyPillow.com, you go to the radio listener specials, check out the deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. Got it. Bed sheets. Got it. MyPillow. Got it. I am Mr. MyPillow. I am Piscopo Pillow. That's me. Mike is offering now a first-time buy-one-get-one-free offer today on Giza Sheets plus free shipping. I'm telling you, will you get the Giza Sheets for yourself, please? And then when you buy one, you get one free. You know what happens? You give one away. You give hey, Merry Christmas. Hi, Happy Hanukkah. What are these? Giza Sheets from Mike Lindell. They will love it. Plus free shipping. Buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets. This is huge. It's huge. We know MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, but MyPillow has just announced they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. That is right. Orders placed between now and Christmas Day will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. You got nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Click. I'm going into my Joey Generosity voice because I'm giving you something. Buy one, get one free. Giza Sheets, are you kidding me? Just go to the radio listener specials and get the MyPillow too, by the way. Then you're going to love the MyPillow. But right now, buy one, get one free. That's an offer from Mike Lindell on Giza Sheets plus free shipping, all right? You got to enter the code AM970, or you can call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. These are great, great specials. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
The staff at AM970 The Answer would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Year's.
Hi, I'm Alexander Garrett, producer for Kevin McCullough Radio, wishing you and yours a very happy Hanukkah and a very Merry Christmas.
Season's greetings. This is Matthew Sambolin, Operations Manager for AM970 The Answer, wishing all of you a very healthy and happy New Year and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from AM970 The Answer.
I love sharing my message about Relief Factor and Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, who have brought pain relief to so many of us. I thought I was going to have to live with my lower back pain. Just part of getting older. I'm 59 years old. I had a hip replacement a few years ago. I had a spot in my lower back. I figured, I was always going to be there. Then I heard about Relief Factor on the radio. Decided to give it a try. In about 2 weeks of using it, within 2 weeks, I woke up one morning and realized my back pain is gone. If I forget to take Relief Factor, if I'm on a trip somewhere, for example, after 3 or 4 days, the pain starts creeping back. This is a wonderful product. It's made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It's natural. It's not ibuprofen. It's not a prescription drug. Give it a try. The three-week quick start costs $19.95. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, just notify Relief Factor. You're only out $19.95. What do you have to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. The Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. Enter now to win a copy of Lou Paper's In the Cauldron at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
926 with Joe on the radio. You know, I've teamed up with my dear friend Steve Perillo to create an intimate offer for you, kind enough to listen, part of the family here at AM 970, The Answer, and the Piscopo Show, to visit the wonders of Italy on a unique Perillo tour with yours truly. Spend Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome. This is sure to create special, everlasting memories. So I'm going to be doing a show there. Steve is going to be at the piano. We did it last time. And the one thing we kept hearing about when we were on the last trip with all our dear, dear friends who we love now, our really friend, a guy in Bernadette, who were kind enough to video me and Avellino with the family in Prato La Sera. It's just a beautiful, beautiful experience. And then people were saying, oh, I just missed it. Oh, I want to go. So now our great listeners, Tony and everybody else, they're going to go with us. They're going with us. I don't want you to be left out. Because it's Eastern Rome. It's a once-in-a-lifetime, lifetime trip. I'm telling you, this is what it is. I'm going to celebrate with my family in Rome, Easter, Good Friday, 800-431-1515. If you talk to Janice, they'll walk you through everything. 800 at Perillo Tours, 800-431-1515. You know, the Perillo Tour family, they have been in the business 75 years. Every time everybody goes to Italy, it's Perillo. And now you got a Perillo Piscopo Tour. Forget about it. You got to fly away with Steve and Joey to Italy, the Tuscan countryside, starting in Rome, Easter in Rome. 800-431-1515. Just call, get some information from the team at Perillo, or start here, please, PerilloTours.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Oh,
there we go. Now we're getting into the spirit. Reverend Michael Faulkner is the CEO of Accord Tribute, a former New York Jet pastor, former Republican candidate for New York City Comptroller. Hey, Michael, welcome back to the show. How you doing, Pastor?
Thanks, Joe. It is a pleasure, and Merry Christmas to everyone, and Happy Hanukkah to all who are listening.
Yeah, man. Now, we miss you in New York. I understand you're down there in Philadelphia now, brother. How's it going?
Philly. You know, it's Philly is great. It's got a great flavor to it. It's got its own, like, swag. But it's not New York. It's not New York, and you know, but you can't say that in Philly. You know, you have to be very careful because they're a little sensitive about not being New York. But that said, I love it. I really do. My wife and I both love it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I'm being from Jersey. I understand that. We get no respect. We're in the middle of Philly and New York, so we get no respect on both sides. I tell you, the City of Brotherly Love is a beautiful, beautiful town. From Rittenhouse Square, the sporting arenas are the best in the country out there. It's just and the people are great. Philly people are great. South Philly, man, where a lot of the Italian Americans came from. But now you're there. You're the CEO of Core Tribute, and you're headquartering in Philadelphia with Core Tribute, Reverend?
Right. We started it here in Philadelphia. It's a city of great needs, and Core Tribute is very, very simple. We're a credit card processor, but we take proceeds from credit card processing and we give them to nonprofits as a grant. All we ask is a grant, you know, that the nonprofits introduce us to merchants and we can convert the merchants and so forth. It's a great idea. Credit card processing is one of those necessary evils, the cost of doing business. It's the same for everybody. We don't raise the price. We don't dicker with the price. We're actually a reseller for one of the big giants in the industry, and they said, hey, we want to do something for the local community. And so we have some Roundup campaigns. You can round up for your local charity, your school board, your PTA, your church, your synagogue, whatever it is. And it's a great thing. And so I'm excited about it. People can look us up at coretribute.com or reach us 888-30-CORE-TRIBUTE, 888-30-CORE-TRIBUTE. But, it, you know, Joe, I define myself as a social entrepreneur. And that's a person who, honestly, I want to do things for good. You know, I want to do whatever I am. The bottom line for me is, are people being promoted? Are people being elevated? Is God pleased with what I'm doing? And that's what I'm striving for.
Man, God bless you for that, because Philly does need that a little bit. I know we work down there with a lot of the folks, a lot of the nonprofits in Philadelphia. We show up for that. The Bethlehem Project is one, and the LaGuardia Academy out there in Kensington, you know, in a very tough area, and helping the kids out.
It really is. In fact, when we first moved here, we actually lived in Kensington. You know, I lived in Kensington, and so I got a face up close and personal for what that community was going through, you know. And, you know, we do a lot of work there and around. But, you know, with Core Tribute and the things that we're doing, we're going to be doing some national things. Philly is interesting, and it's a great city of great culture, rich history, and certainly the American heritage here is unbelievable. And yet it is a city with, you know, increasing poverty and the violence, the murder rate. It's topping out to be per capita the highest murder rate in the country, and those are disturbing facts. And so we're going to be looking at how to get in there and how to help the city through that. But also the education system is on the rebound. It's coming back. My good friend, is the chancellor, Billy Height. We actually play football together at Virginia Tech.
Cool.
So it's a city that's got a whole lot of good stuff going for it, and a whole lot of good people. And so we're trying to rally and, you know, do all of those things to elevate us.
Yeah, you're right. You don't say it, but man, oh man, at Philly, it is the crime rate. You know, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to jinx anything. But thank God you're in the right place at the right time. Hey, let me turn to football and your prowess in that regard. You were great on Fox and Friends a couple of days ago talking about this Patriots scandal, Michael. What have they done now?
Well, you know, the NFL hasn't come down with a penalty, but they're going to. But basically, the Patriots were videotaping. They were playing against Cleveland, the worst team in the league. They were playing against Cleveland, and the videotographers for a special that was for the Patriots were videotaping the sidelines of Cleveland. I mean, why? What for? To see the discouragement on the faces of the players? I can't understand. But it's against the rules. You can't do that, you know, for fear of some kind of sign-in. And see, the thing is that the technical part of this is so funny. It's like with our technology today, everything is analyzed. Every single thing is analyzed. So they could foreseeably have, you know, analyzed the signs and, you know, that they were calling and the signals that they were calling in from the sidelines. But what difference is it going to make? The Cleveland Browns will never beat the Patriots, not this year anyway. You know, I mean, it just wasn't going to happen. So, you know, they're going to have some kind of a hefty fine, I would imagine, to say, hey, Pates, you know, back off. You can't do it that way. You've got to play by the rules like everybody else, you know.
It's so funny. What sort of penalties will they be facing, if any? Do you know?
I don't know. It's got to be, so, you know, a good friend of mine was asking me that yesterday. He said, oh, are they going to forfeit the cash? I said, no. The NFL won't do that. It'll be cash, some kind of monetary, you know, settlement. I mean, they, you know, for the football thing, for the inflate gate, they fined them hefty, you know, a hefty fine. And Belichick is going to be fined, and you know the team. So I don't know what the NFL, boy, they got their hands full. every time you turn around, it's like they're dealing with a different kind of a crisis. But you know the thing that is disturbing about the Patriots. Listen, they are a great championship team, no doubt about it. But it's not like some of the championship teams of old, where champions the honor. You know what I'm saying? It goes along with being a champion. Yep. You win with honor, kind of thing. I mean, they win by any means necessary. It's kind of like remember the days in the Raiders back in the 80s.
My gosh! I know. It's so funny you say that. I thought the same thing, Michael. You know, we're talking with Reverend Michael Faulkner, but his CEO of Core Tribute. You got to check out Core Tribute, doing great things in Philadelphia. But former New York Jet, and I'm thinking about when I really got into the Yankees. Of course, when I was a kid, but in the 50s and 60s. But man, oh man, the 70 Yankees were great. But they were the long hair. You know, they were all fighting with each other. Billy Martin. Now, if you look at the MLB now, I'm telling you, it's the best crop of baseball players I've ever seen. It's so refined, you know, so it's a little better, and I'm sure it'll work out in the NFL in the same way. Hey, did you see what happens that Sly Stallone was in Philly yesterday visiting that Rocky statue? Did you see that, man? How cool was that?
So the Philadelphia Art Museum is like literally one of the best on the planet. I mean, I love it. I could spend days there. It's unbelievable. And I talked to some of the people in the museum, and they say, you know, our biggest exhibit is not even in the museum. It's outside. It's the Rocky statue. And people, I mean, literally, they're lined up, you know, for a block or so just to take a picture with the Rocky statue. It's so funny. Sylvester Stallone was here. I guess he was doing something on this. I think it's a commercial for the Super Bowl that he was doing, and he was shooting it here. But people love him in Philly, you know. And, you know, that image that you have of him running through the streets of South Philly, it's so true of the attitude of Philadelphia. They feel like, hey, they're underdogs. They're the comeback kids, you know. And so Rocky Balboa is the kind of the epitome and the favorite son of Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yo. You know, Michael, also, there's some great, we're going to let you go, Reverend Michael Faulkner, doing great things. Core Tribute, he's the CEO of Core Tribute in Philly. Caring for Friends was the name of it. Now it's called Aid for Friends. They did a benefit this year, October 11th, down there. We raised some money. They provide food and friendship to homebound seniors and the disabled and the homeless and families. The LaGuardia Academy down there, Bethlehem Project. I tell you, it's a great, great town, and you're right, and they need you down there, Michael. God bless you for what you're doing. Godspeed. Hey, and may I say,
I got a question for you. Are you going to release an album anytime soon?
I got to do it with the Christmas
great.
Tunes.
I was like, I didn't know Joe could sing. I knew you could sing, but I didn't know you could sing. You know,
I know. All an illusion. Yeah, you know what? Maybe in my Christmas album, baby. Hey, Michael Faulkner, thank you, man. God bless you. Merry Christmas, Michael.
Okay.
All the very best
God
to you.
Bless. Thanks.
Yeah,
okay.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You too, man. At 9:38 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
19 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The excitement continues to build ahead of Eddie Murphy's return to Saturday Night Live this weekend. It'll be the first time he has been on the show that made him a star in 35 years. Murphy made his debut on SNL in 1980, along with our own Joe Piscopo. He did host the late night show twice, one time while he was still a cast member after host Nick Nolte fell ill right before showtime. The musical guest on Saturday night will be superstar Lizzo. Will Joe Piscopo make an appearance? That remains to be seen. Santa will likely be delivering a lot of Nerf guns this Christmas. It's the most popular toy in the nation. An online review website mapped out the favorites for each state based off Google searches. Nerf gun was the winner in 11 states, including Arkansas, Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. The second place toy more high-tech. 5 states chose the Nintendo Switch. 4 opted for Play-Doh. Dolls were also quite popular in 9 states, and only New York went with the classic Lego playset. In sports, Devils beat the Ducks 3-1. And as you heard here last night on AM 970, the answer, St. John's crushed Albany 85-57. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on the New York State Thruway South right at the Tappan Zee Bridge. It's an accident on the shoulder. Traffic moving slowly as you head to the Taconic South at the Sawmill with an accident just cleared. Inbound GWB, that's 20 minutes in. Lincoln, 15 in, 20 out. Holland, still 40 in from 1 and 9, 20 from the Turnpike. We're still seeing delays on the New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lanes as you head north by 14 in Newark, an accident over there to deal with. And watch out for some stop-and-go traffic. Garden State Parkway north up through 145. It's still kind of busy on the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge with an accident being cleared. Belt eastbound by Francis Lewis Boulevard, a collision there. It looks like about 10 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And over on the Seaford Oyster Bay northbound, getting up toward Plainview Row, getting up into Plainview, an accident there as well. Sunny today, high in the 20s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Parrying and Sons. You know, it's not, this is not like a commercial. This is a public service announcement, right? Because Parrying and Sons is going out of business. They've been there almost 100 years. Now they are liquidating everything in the store. Everything in the store has to go. And you know how I've been telling you how great Parrying Jewelry is? The watch, designer watches, designer jewelry. Now Glenn and Maria are retiring. And we want to wish them all the very, very best. But we invite you to go out to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, to Parrying and Sons. And you can see Debbie and Katie and Maria and Glenn and the family that have been there for so, so long. And you can get the jewelry of your dreams up to 70% off. Up to 70% off. And I always tell you about the cut of the diamond. You don't know it. I don't know it. That's what Parrying and Sons do. They know the diamonds, those that get clarity in the cut and the color of the diamond better than anybody. And again, you can get the jewelry and watches that you've always wanted up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back at Parrying and Sons. Going out of business sale. Parrying and Sons going out of business sale. Going on right now. Everything in the store must go. Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher at a special time, Sunday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. So I had to, I was worrying because I had to send out gifts to my corporate friends, you know, to some buddies in business, some gals in business, you know. So I got to send this, that, and this. Where do you go? I went to Capalbo's. You heard Judge Andrew Napolitano talk about it yesterday. We're from the neck of the woods, you know, right there in Jersey. Capalbo's has been legendary, legendary. I remember distinctly as a child remembering if you got a Capalbo's gift basket, oh, mama mia, that was it. You know what I'm saying? That was, you got a Capalbo's basket, oh, great. And to this day, they make these beautiful, beautiful, awesome fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets. And the towers from Capalbo's, you're going to love it. And they're located right there on Allwood Road in Clifton. I've been there. I've seen these baskets and these fruit baskets and towers made, handmade, by the way. If you go to CapalbosOnline.com, CapalbosOnline.com, use the code Joe970, get 10% off your order. CapalbosOnline.com. So that's what I did. I did Capalbos Online, and then I put the addresses in for all the businesses that got to go. It's so easy online to do. You can get, you know, do multiple addresses on one kind of tower that you want. It turned out so great. You could call if you wanted, 800-252-6262. 800-252-6262, Capalbos, you know. But you may want to just go to CapalbosOnline.com, you know, before it gets too late. Make sure, most baskets, by the way, come with free shipping. Mine came with free shipping. I got 10% off because I put in Joe970, and you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. CapalbosOnline.com. The code at checkout is Joe970. This Christmas, bang, send the best. Send Capalbos.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
To remind us of days long ago.
There we go. We got a mishmash of Christmas songs. I love it. 9:46 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Frankie Five Burrows. So Mitch McConnell's talking now. He talked. He's speaking as we speak. What's he saying? Anything interesting?
He's basically decrying the impeachment process that we saw. He said this is one of the most unfair impeachments in American history. And he's kind of laying his cards out there on the table about exactly where the Senate's going to be in this. And, you know, ironically, as you mentioned when you were talking with Joe DiGenova, it was 21 years ago, or Tom Del Beccaro, it was 21 years ago today that Bill Clinton was impeached. Yep. And Bill Clinton sounded exactly like what Mitch McConnell sounds like, you know. so it's interesting how the shoe is on the other foot. And, you know, I thought when last week when we went through this and the president warned the Democrats about how eventually there will be a Democratic president and there will be a Republican Congress, and the people that are in Congress now are not likely to forget this. I thought that was very apt, and I wish more Democrats would have taken the president's direction on that one.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. Now we're standing by to see what happens. What did he mention? Do we know about Pelosi holding off? Handing the impeachment from the House to the Senate because she wants to negotiate something, Frankie?
No, he's still in the midst of talking about what they did here. He said they impeached simply because they disagree with the presidential act, and said the House gave in to temptation. But he hasn't said what they're going to do with respect to if the House even delays the sending the articles of impeachment.
Yeah, now, you know, John Turley, Professor Turley said, this is a great quote, I'm going to put this out, impeachments have to be based on proof, not presumptions. And that's exactly what this is. They did not prove their case. That's why they went back. They said it was obstruction of justice. It was obstruction of justice. Oh, quid quo pro, all of that. None of that held strong. So now they came down to, like, something as simple as obstruction of Congress. What is that? Abuse of power, how general that is. What is that? Be specific. Be specific. Maxine Waters has been railing to impeach the president. Rashida Tlaib been railing to impeach the president. They just went for it, yet it happens. And I'm and you know what? We you know, Frank and I always talk about Tulsi Gabbard. Now, she's too liberal. I understand that. But you got to give her credit for just voting present. And Jeff Van Drew has been on this show many times from the 2nd District in New Jersey, who's going to go over to the Republican Party and actually leave the Democratic Party. You got to give those... credit to Tulsi Gabbard, to Jeff Van Drew, to having the courage, because I think the whole country sees how ridiculous this is. The press won't address it. The narrative is impeachment, and it's up just to you and I to explain to our children historically on how wrong this really is. Piscopo in the morning, a crazy morning. Mike Gallagher's coming up. You don't want to miss Mike at 10:05, and Dr. Gorka and Dennis Prager and Larry Elder, certainly, and Kevin McCullough coming up, and Debbie Duhame out there on this Thursday, December 19th, and with the traffic always, this Christmas crunch, the Christmas crunch.
It's here,
everybody,
Joe. This
I know.
Is it.
And it's great because it's great for the city, you know, but it is, you just can't get around that much anymore, you know? Wasn't that a song? Don't get around much anymore, baby. You know what
Come
I'm
on,
saying?
Start singing. Come on, Joe. Everybody wants you to sing. Sing another one.
I owe Pam on Twitter a song. I'm going to have to work on it. Thanks, okay. Debbie. And Debbie, thanks always. A great job this morning, as always. Debbie Duhame for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. It's another gridlock alert day here in town. Let's see what's happening on the subways. FNG trains, delays with some ongoing switching problems. We're also seeing delays on the E and on the 3. Expect delays of 20 minutes on the Morrison-Essex line of New Jersey Transit. Also, the North Jersey coastline delays. New Jersey Transit, all trains into and out of New York's Penn, 20-minute delays with congestion as well. Let's see what's happening here as you head over to the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 30 in, 20 out. Holland still 25 in from both approaches. We're still seeing slowdowns this morning on the westbound BQE right at the Kosciuszko Bridge with an accident. 15 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Eastbound belt at Francis Lewis Boulevard, an accident over there. And on the Seaford Oyster Bay north by Plainview Road into Plainview, an accident. Southbound Thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge, accident on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's Red Kettle time. This Christmas, the Salvation Army invites you to join the fight for good. So, Donna Cahill, thank you. How wonderful you are. How warm you are. Donna just made a very, very nice donation to team970.org. And if you make a donation, we'll absolutely announce you on the radio, you know. And did we come up with that, too, with the morning show, dinner or lunch with the morning team? Frankie, what did we come up with?
You had said that...
25,000, I said. 25 grand?
I think we got you down to 2,000 that you could have dinner with the morning show.
What do you think, Frank? You've been good, doing good on your Murano in the Morning show, which we appreciate.
Yeah, and we had a lot of good donors last Friday when you were doing with Dina Martin. But I think $500 is a very reasonable amount of money. So if people give $500, I would suggest they get to have dinner with us and Arthur Idala, and you pick Arthur's brain on legal advice. Because if you look at the guys that Arthur is representing, he charges that in an hour. So you're getting quite a bargain.
All right, $500, and you can get five friends for $100 to come together. Yeah, sure, that is good. And then we could do a multitude of these dinners.
Exactly.
So we really want. You know what I want to do? I want to just pump this up so the company goes, "Hey, look at what they did in New York, man! Look what they did in New York. They raised all that money for Salvation Army, and it's helping our fellow citizens at a tender time of year, Christmas time. You know. So please go to team970.org. Donna, thank you so much, Donna Cahill. And we invite you to go to team970.org. Whether you give a little, you give a lot, every dollar does a world of good in your community. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. on the Cats Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. We do the Happiness Hour, the Male-Female Hour, and the Ultimate Issues Hour. Since 2010, we have done over 1,200 such segments. Per your request, the Prager Store has bundled them all together and offering them as a holiday package. Every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour, that's hundreds of hours. We've had the best ofs for each year, but never every segment since 2010, all in one place. These segments have literally saved lives, kept marriages together, and allowed us to talk truthfully about issues without influence from the left. Now you can own every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour since 2010. Until the end of the week, the complete bundle is 70% off. This is quite a deal. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny today, blustery and very cold with a high of 27. Wind chills will be in the single digits and low teens most of the day. Clear, brisk, and very cold tonight, down to 20 in Midtown, 10 to 15 in the coldest areas of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. For tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, brisk and cold, high 32. Saturday, some sun through variable high cloudiness, remaining cold, the high 33. Sunday, sunshine, some clouds, and not so cold in the afternoon, high 42. AM 970, The Answer.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. Enter now to win a copy of Lou Paper's In the Cauldron at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
2020 is an election year, which can mean major volatility in the stock market. Democrats, you know, they're doing everything they can, everything they can. You know what I'm talking about, to try and throw a monkey wrench in this great economy, right? We have experienced under Donald Trump's leadership. Well, Noble Gold's IRA allows you to diversify your retirement strategy by storing physical gold and silver in a tax-deferred retirement account. In times of economic instability and uncertainty, diversifying your assets with precious metals helps to create a safety net against losing aggressive stock positions, you know, due to market collapsing, for example. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it by creating more balance in your financial portfolio. I trust the team at Noble Gold. Talk with the team at Noble Gold. Their team of expert analysts are ready to take your call and educate you on the best alternative investments for your particular financial needs. Mention that the Piscopo Show sent you and receive a free copy of their gold guide for new investors. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and call their team right now for more information. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Joe Biscopo on the radio. Al, we can't get to a call, right? We're going out of here right now.
No,
correct?
We're late. Yep. We're late.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Our Alex Trebek, Canadian. Sorry. I see the calls. I'm sorry, lady. I was going to talk to the phone, and I forgot we can't. We're too late. Oh. Call tomorrow. Please call tomorrow. Will you do that? We'll be back here at 6 a.m. tomorrow on AM 970, The Answer. And Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for a great show putting it all together, man.
Thank you, Joe.
It's going to be crazy. So we're going to watch what unfolds down there, see what happens impeachment-wise on this day ad nauseum. But anyway, let's do this again. It's Friday tomorrow. Yay. How about that? And Al, you're with us tomorrow, but not next week.
Is that right? Is correct. I'll be on vacation. I'll be back on the 30th with you.
Okay, well, that's great. Frankie and I will be here Monday, right? But we'll be tomorrow. We'll be together. We'll settle it down tomorrow, see what's going on. And Debbie Duhaime, we appreciate it. Albert, we always appreciate it. And I see the calls. Hold on. I see them. Tomorrow morning, the first thing I do, I swear to goodness gracious, we'll go to the calls, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Listen, all that's going on, put it aside. Don't worry about it. It's all a ruse. It's just for power and control, and we're smarter than that, and we will vote the right way. So go out, please, and make it the best Thursday ever, because you deserve
it. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
20 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A public memorial service will be held today for actor Danny Aiello in New York City. Aiello died last week at the age of 86 after a brief illness. The service will take place at 2:30 p.m., Aiello nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. He's also known for his roles in The Godfather Part II, Moonstruck, and Once Upon a Time in America. An elderly man is alive thanks to the quick response of an off-duty Howell police officer. Township Department says Officer Jonathan Woolley saw the 85-year-old man collapse early yesterday at a gym in Brick. And he immediately helped a trainer give the victim CPR, then used the defibrillator during efforts to save the man's life. The victim brought to an area hospital where staffers say he's now doing well.